Hold on. Quick question. Has anyone actually watched Yentl?
Never.
Me neither.
I remember seeing
it. I remember
of
the
it.
Oscar race.
I saw of it a bit.
Of it?
Yes.
Was that where she dresses like a guy? Yes. She dresses like a guy.
She had a little, golf hat.
What a golf hat.
Oh, right. A Yiddish golf hat, of course.
Or a painter's hat.
Those are
huge.
I tend
to think of it that way, too.
I don't know the technical term. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Total Sidebar. I'm your hostess, Ellen Cumley, and you're not going to believe who stopped by today.
Who?
Well, Jennifer Bomber, for starters.
Me.
Say hi.
Hi.
And also Alexander Shumway.
I love that I stopped by in my own home.
No, you just swung
welcome.
Through.
Did you Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me,
Did
Ellen.
Did you see how high my voice got when I got so excited? I can't believe it.
Was. It. I know.
How high can your voice go? Oh.
Oh, that
how
high.
How about you?
It can go high. I'm not going to do it because it's going to hurt everyone's
ears.
Have you
ever, well, I'm sure you have, but you are saying something and you know your voice is higher than
yes,
it should be. Like
yes.
You're excited and you're talking fast and it kind of got like this.
Yes.
And how do I
feel
get
like I
back
do,
down?
I feel like I do that in work situations sometimes and I can't control myself.
Mine's when I get like really mad and I'll be like, like that, like screaming at one of my kids. Yeah, it's not great. Yeah.
That's right. I think it's when it is when you get excited, you start running out of oxygen, and somehow you get higher and higher.
Do you ever? I haven't done it in a long time, but back in the day when the kids were younger, there's like the mom voice when you've just absolutely lost your cool, and you're like, "Get back!"
Yeah,
in the
it goes low,
and it comes from like the depth of your soul.
Yeah,
and your kids then get old enough where they start making fun of you for that. Yeah.
That's like with the mom death grip.
That's when I
stopped
talking to him.
Yes.
The mom death grip too on the upper arm.
Oh, totally. Yes. Yes. Yeah. There's apparently one time, I don't even remember what it was from, but my children do it all the time, making fun of me.
Answer me!
Apparently I said that at one point.
First of all, I think that's justified because I hate that.
Is that the devil from The Exorcist?
It sounds very similar. Yes, yes.
Right after your head spins around a couple times.
But
yeah,
you're right, Alexandra.
Yeah.
When you ask a question.
Thank you.
And no one even looks up from their GD phone and you're like, hello, is this thing on?
Do you know, looking for an answer.
You should just text them and be like, your mother is speaking to you, you jerks.
No, you do what I do when I have to text my younger son who never responds to me. And I just write, hello, 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 hello.
That's
like
fun.
10 or 12 times. Until,
are we there yet?
Yeah,
are we
return,
there yet?
Return,
are we
return,
there?
Return, return. Okay.
You guys, just change the Wi-Fi password.
Because guess what?
They'll
I know
talk
you
to
answer
you.
Your girlfriend. I know you answer your friends.
Yeah.
I know you answer your manager at work. It's your mother.
Yep.
It's just...
Call your mother.
Don't even. So... We are kind of at resolution check-in time right
Christ,
now.
I don't even remember
Did
that.
I even make a resolution?
Well, you're not swearing for Lent.
Oh, yeah. I'm not swearing for Lent. That's good.
I would like to say, remember, I made a resolution not to buy any new clothes this
oh,
year.
Oh, right. How's that going?
Oh, God.
I bought new sneakers. I
think
needed
that's
new sneakers.
Necessary.
It's been a year. It's
okay.
Been a year.
Yeah, that's
those
fine.
Are,
they were worn out.
Those
we'll
are
approve
function.
That.
And
those
I bought
form.
One
those
and I bought one pair of workout pants and gave up a pair of workout pants. And I bought t-shirts in Hawaii, two t-shirts in Hawaii.
Okay.
So that's it.
Let me just say, I feel like
3 months in, about 2.5 months in.
Okay. So you're
feel
not
pretty good.
You're not going 100% then. Like you've had some slips.
Yes.
I don't think sneakers are.
I'm not talking about
these are utilities.
Okay. She bought t-shirts.
Well,
oh,
I told
gonna,
you
you're
going to
ding her on the t-shirts. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Come on. Okay. I told you I was going to.
Okay.
That's okay. I decided today when I was driving in the car and listening to the new Beyonce, I'm doing my air quotes, country song, as I was singing it, I decided
I
in my head that if I'm singing a song and they swear, that's going to be allowed.
Mm. Sure.
Because it's weird to be like.
I actually have a question for you. I was wondering, in your I can't swear for Lent resolution, can you say mofo?
Oh, sure.
Can you say frickin'?
Yes.
Can you say shite?
Yes.
Can you say the word C word if you really needed to? Like, we don't say the C word normally much anyway, but if you want to say she's a total C word, you could say C word. And that's not swearing.
If I said C word, yes.
Yes.
No,
that's,
not,
that's
swearing.
Not swearing. Okay, so you can work around these
yeah.
things and express
you can
yourself.
Alex the question.
Yes, for sure.
All day long.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, I'm giving up the big ones. And that's hard to tell a really good story. 40 days is a long time, let me just tell you.
Indeed.
It's a very long time.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
When do you find yourself about to stumble? Do you know what's like, because is the F word what you normally would spit out?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one that...
I mean, there's times when you're telling a really good story and you use it as like punctuation.
This guy is such a
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard not to. Yeah. But I mean, I do it. I do it every year.
Do you feel good about it? You feel superior, I think.
No, I just, I'm always like, look at me. I can do hard things. I can do hard things.
Look at me.
But I will say, you should hear me, ironically, on Easter Sunday, as he is beep risen. That's when I really sound like a truck driver. My mother's always like, honestly, Alexandra, your language. I'm like, it's been 40 days.
I have something to say. I can't remember, Jennifer Palmer, if you made any resolutions. I think you were like, I'm not doing it this year.
Nope. I've sworn off.
How's your underwear drawer, though? Remember, we're going to keep it organized and tidy?
Yeah, it's okay. That was like 3 years ago.
I know, but I think
it was longer.
In.
I think it might have been longer.
I'm not a pervert. I'm just checking.
No. I think I'm over.
Hold on a minute. How's your underwear drawer?
I get asked
Hey, creepy
a lot.
Lady. No, what is up?
Find a nickel for every time.
Seriously.
No, I think I'm done with the whole resolution of it all.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I just don't. Set myself up for failure. I'm always trying to come up with something that's doable but not too hard.
Yes. You want to Alex.
Not like playing piano.
Yes, exactly. I'm not like, well, I've decided at the tender age of 54 that I'm gonna run a marathon. Like, I'm not gonna do that.
No.
I think I'm good with small changes, and I don't need to
I think if you make a resolution to wipe the kitchen counter every day.
She's not even doing that.
I'm not even doing that.
No.
I'm just done with resolutions, I think.
All right.
Yeah. Whether it be Lent or otherwise.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to hold you to that resolution.
Oh, that I can succeed at.
There you go.
Look at me. I'm already crushing it.
Boom.
Totally.
Yeah. Did you have one?
No, mine was
no clothes.
Just
the clothes. But anything else.
I actually thought that was a really smart one.
Yeah.
That was very clever.
I'm trying. And I, you know, I keep thinking, Alex, like, really? What if you see something really cute? And I thought, I'll never see something really cute. And then I was in the store the other day, and I'm like, that's really cute. You don't need it. Get out. You made a resolution. Get out.
Get out. Get out.
I got to see.
Abort.
I got to see if I can do it. Yeah. And plus, right now, sorry, listeners, but feeling a little bit flabby. So I'm not buying anything new.
We all are. Yeah. It's the end of the winter, guys. Yeah. We're getting ready to, you know.
Yeah,
to
come out
to
of
shed
the cocoon. The cocoon is still whatever it is. Exactly. The chrysalis, the thing is on.
Wow. I have to say, but you got
the,
there.
No, the You're larvae. Just,
larvae. Yeah.
She's a very hungry caterpillar, folks.
I kind of is.
Yeah.
And I'm paying for it. I'll give the online dating update. For some of you listening, know that I had a remarkable date, as these two ladies know, with a gentleman who, I'll give the short version because I think the listeners will appreciate it. The first sentence he said, and there's, I don't have to explain exactly what we're talking about, but he said, "What's turquoise?"
Oh yeah, you told us this.
Yep. And the last sentence he said upon seeing my car, which is a Subaru wagon, was, "Are you a lesbian?"
Yes.
So that was the last date that I was on. If you think that was successful, it was not.
As I said to you, just be single, man. I think you're doing great.
I'm killing it.
Yes,
I think
so. Agreed.
I know. There's not a lot
you
of
need
reasons.
Nothing. And
I'm,
no one.
I'm chatting now with a guy who's way up in Vermont. It would take a monumental effort to ever actually see this person. He's kind of cute. He's kind of cute, but he raises bees.
Oh, I love that.
He used to milk cows.
Wow.
That not so much.
He's a Buddhist.
Oh, wow.
Everything about him is
very
not
Vermont.
Me.
Very Vermont.
Right,
very.
Right. Yeah. Why he's talking to me.
Straight out of Central Casting.
Like,
wow.
I know. So I'm just chatting with him because why not? Because it'll never happen. Why not?
Well, you can get some honey out of it.
His family's from the town I live in.
Even better.
Which is crazy.
Wow.
Maybe he knows where Bob Anderson is.
What if it is
Bob Anderson?
Could you imagine if just out of nowhere you see this guy named Robbie A or something and you're like, hey, bro.
Yeah. Oh, man, if he found me on.
That would be so amazing.
Mind blown. Yeah. Uh-huh. Beyond blown.
The ending to your book.
You know what? You never hear the sidebar again because he knew it. We'd be on a ship of love.
Two of you would be riding off on like a white stallion somewhere on the beach.
Where are you, Bob? Where are you?
Okay.
If you're listening. Find him. God damn. Speaking of it, let's to be continued.
Listeners, today, to be continued has become a verb.
Let's to be continued.
Let's TBC.
Yeah. See, we're trademarking something.
Sure.
We're becoming Trademarkers.
This is going to be
amazing. People who trademark.
Amazonians.
Exactly. Now, again, trying to keep the to be continued exciting, vibrant, and right to the point. A lot of what's going on here is food related, but first, a big shout out.
Oh, Danuta.
Danuta, super fan Danuta,
yeah,
has a child who actually owns the platform shoes we spoke about in the last episode.
Hold
listeners.
On. When we say child, this child is what?
Grown
20,
person.
20-something
yeah.
person.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say, you make it sound like a little toddler or something.
No, but we talked about one of my high school friends dating a guy who wore platform shoes with an acrylic heel that had a fish floating in water in that heel.
Which Alex thought was real.
And Danuta posts on Facebook that her child had these shoes. Or
I know,
has.
Shoes,
which is the greatest,
owns,
the greatest thing ever.
So
the greatest thing ever.
Thanks, Danuta, for getting in touch. It was nice to see your name in our feed.
And by the way, Danuta S, just so you know, as your name popped up, I realized you popped up in my dream last night. Mm. So I can't remember what the dream was about, but hey, girl, thinking of you.
Whoa. When people say that I was in their dreams, it depends on who the person is for me to feel a certain way.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she's going to feel about you.
Well, it wasn't anything weird. I just know she was there.
Sure.
I don't have. First of all, if I had a weird dream like that, would I tell everybody? No.
No. You might.
I didn't. It was a. She was a character in the dream. That was
that's
it.
Fine. What was she wearing?
I don't remember. I can't remember what it was about. I didn't remember until just now.
All you knew was it was her.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Nothing
she
else.
She wasn't in the forest.
Nope.
She wasn't making a fire.
There was no fish.
Nothing.
There were no high heels. I don't remember anything. I just know she was there. It just came to me like an hour ago.
Wow. That's such a disappointing dream.
Sorry.
That's fine. We also talked last time about canned frosting. And remember, it was a like it or not, and you guys went haywire. And I just wanted to know, when did it come on the scene? You have no idea how impossible it was to pinpoint a date of the invention of that canned, you know, Pillsbury frosting. It's the 1970s, and okay. I can get no closer. I cannot find. It is the 70s. I found the earliest commercials. The women are hiding them in their shopping cart because they're embarrassed they're buying ready-made frosting.
They should be.
Because they all are making cakes and everyone thinks are great and they're using fake frosting. But it got me down the rabbit holes I like to march down. Frosting versus icing. What's the difference?
One is butter, one doesn't.
I would agree. I would think icing is that gross.
Like, icing is like water and confectioner sugar,
it's
basically.
Like corn syrup.
Or milk and confectioner sugar.
Icing is a sugary glaze that hardens after spreading.
Yeah.
It's
frosting
disgusting.
Is a thick, fluffy spread with a cream or butter base.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the difference.
Nailed
and
it.
What's
well
interesting
done.
Is in the northern part of the United States, most people just say frosting. You don't hear people say icing that much.
Yeah.
They just say frosting.
Because icing is gross.
Down south, they split it very specifically.
The
those guys are very serious about their cakes.
They have
a
lot of like lemon bundt with lemon icing kind of thing.
But
you
they
know?
Do get, they, I mean, look at Southern Living magazine. Like there's a cake on the cover
they're
of every magazine.
Cake.
They
but
they take it seriously.
They have a lot of icings in there too.
I bet they
too,
did.
Though.
I bet
really?
They invented
oh,
red
like,
velvet
like
cake.
The drippy glaze.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of bundt in the South.
Can I be honest? Mm. I like a bundt.
It's okay.
I'm a fan of a bundt, and I actually do like a little glazy type ice.
Besides the pan.
I think it's just the shape.
It's just the mold.
And the icing, because it's not frosted ever.
Well, but you can have a glaze.
A glaze
is still
a glaze is an
icing. We just learned this.
Oh.
Look, did you see that face? Listeners?
Listeners, I wasn't really listening,
Alex
okay?
Alex with the blankest.
Yeah, I wasn't listening.
She was not.
I was thinking about cake, okay? So sue me. I was thinking about cake.
No, it's fine. I love a cake. Here's what I learned. I didn't know Duncan Hines was a real guy.
Nor did I.
Did you know Duncan Hines was a real guy?
No, but was Betty Crocker?
Betty was made up.
She was from Minneapolis. They made it up in a...
She was invented in 1921 to answer cooking questions.
Oh,
from the company that owned that trademark.
It was Minneapolis, right?
I don't... I didn't... I'll follow up.
That'd
to
be great.
Continue.
Thank you.
Duncan Hines, just want to tell you, this guy... This is the 1930s.
What a great name.
Did he
and
have
he
like a
totally
twirly mustache?
He totally should have
Duncan
been a baker.
Sit
good
back,
for him.
Sit back and learn this because you're going to be glad you did.
Okay.
He went on road trips with his wife and took notes on all the places they went and ate. So this is early road trips, right? 1930s, all across America. And so he published a popular guide to restaurants starting in 1936. He got so famous Like, everybody followed his guide because people are finally out on the road. They have cars. They're seeing the, we have highways. Like, it's a big deal. So he's a huge celebrity. So this company, Nebraska Mills, was the first company to start making cake mixes. And they said they'd pay him a penny a box, you know, for every cake mix that they sold if they could call it Duncan Hines. And so he did it. So they paid him a penny a box.
Genius. I want that job.
I do too. So he's just driving across the life. He driving across the country in his Model T Ford or whatever it was, just eating and writing.
That's my dream job.
It's
dude, he was a trailblazer.
Yeah.
Yep.
And by the way, again, Duncan Hines, awesome name.
Greatest name ever.
But again, it reminds me, I picture him like, remember that Dastardly Dan in that game that we
I do, but that's not what I picture.
With like a twirly mustache.
No, because he's a bad guy. No. Duncan Hines is a great guy, but he sounds like he's the original food critic. Right.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Michelin was happening overseas, but over here.
But Stanley Tucci probably is like, you know what? He probably did a deep dive one day on Duncan Hines. It's like, I want that job. I can do that job in Italy.
The original food critics, however, of course, were the professional tasters of the royalty. So don't
you are correct.
Them,
and that is your dream. That's your
throwback to a throwback to a throwback.
Jennifer, you were born. You were put on this earth to do that job.
Royal taster.
I know. Unfortunately, I'm always here at the wrong time on the earth.
Well,
you know
if someone we know had a time machine.
Oh, if only. And can I tell you, Jennifer, when we get our time machine, and I say when because it will
it
happen.
Will. It's
it will.
So close. It's
right Elon Musk. I will take you for all your crazy if you can get me my time machine. I'll forgive a lot of sins. However, if we do, I will 100% accompany you back there and I will stay quiet. I will be like your bodyguard kind of person because I know it's a dangerous job.
It is.
Yes.
It's not for the faint of heart.
No. And I will stay. But I will stay hidden so that I can zap you back and bring you back to the time machine so we can get back.
Perfect.
Because I do want you to have this opportunity.
I want you to know the seriousness with which Alexandra has been offering up this scenario.
My God. Now I'm legit thinking about it.
I don't want to go too down another rabbit hole, but
do it.
Quick question. Can we talk about the fact, like, where is Kate Middleton? Should we be worried that someone's poisoned her food because she's been out of the public sight?
I have to be honest.
So the original theory was like plastic surgery and nobody wants to talk
about it. I don't think it's that.
She's gorgeous.
No, I know.
But then there was gastrointestinal stuff.
I know.
And then I've heard some other sad things.
Like, what sad things? I see the headlines and I never click on it to read the article.
Yeah. Do we know she's home?
We don't know. And we think there's like been a body double that they've put out.
Is she with Shelley Miscavige?
Good question.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
Good question.
She what?
Scientology. They are friends with Tom Cruise. Legit.
Oh.
He came to their wedding.
Who are you talking?
Sure?
Help our listeners. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry. Shelley Miscavige is
the wife
missing
who has
wife
not been seen of
L. Ron Hubbard.
David Miscavige.
David Miscavige. The Scientology guy.
Yeah. The Scientology
But she's
guru.
Been missing for forever.
Yes.
And we're pretty sure he got rid of her. But okay. So then there's been some sadder things that I've heard.
Please help.
That maybe she had a little bit of an eating disorder and that something had ruptured, which would be very sad. And I hope that's not the case.
She is very
She's very thin. Relevant. Always has been. And wouldn't that just be so like sad and ironic given the bulimia
his mother,
and Diana?
Yeah.
But I hope it's not that. But I am saying, where the fuck is she?
Yeah.
Seen her in
I'd
months.
Like to, I thought
it's
some,
worrying
I
me
thought
a little
somebody
bit.
Saw her recently. No?
I think they thought it was a double.
Oh.
It would be easy enough to just shoot her sitting in a chair in Buckingham Palace having a chat with somebody.
She also could be like, I look like garbage and I'm not happy.
And
could
whatever
I
it was, there was probably some complications, which happens. But the problem
is... But it is getting more and
but
more...
But the longer we wait without some sort of explanation, because of course we have a right to know.
This
woman's private life and medical history.
Yes, exactly.
Hell yes.
Some British woman living far, far away with a lot of money.
Wait, I'm questioning.
Never know. Yes.
She did go to their wedding. He did go to their wedding. I think he was friends. Remember, I think that Katie was friends.
No, I think you're incorrect.
There was another wedding that they went to then.
The Scientologist?
No, when Tom Cruise was with Katie, they were friends and Posh and Bex were there. And it was in
It was
Rome.
Tom Cruise's wedding that you're thinking of. There was a lot it
were
was
they
his
at
wedding.
Their wedding then maybe?
No, they all Ellen met follow-up. They met at the like some Mission Impossible premiere.
But I do feel like they're somewhat friendly. But doesn't matter.
I think I don't think you are incorrect, but that's fine.
Well, let's do a follow-up, Ellen.
Okay, put it on your list, Ellen.
Listeners, what just happened here is what I live with all the time.
You poor thing.
They just, they don't go, like if you think we, it's a sidebar. That's what we do. Yes. We do go down the rabbit holes, but these two.
It is true.
On the Royals, it just, it can kind of explode like an inferno. Yeah. Wow. Well,
get well soon, Kate.
Yep. I'm almost wrapped up on To Be Continued.
Okay, what else we got?
You derailed it. Well, I just wanted to mention Tom Carvel for a second.
Oh.
Because Tom Carvel talks like this. And if you want to go on YouTube, you can hear his voice again.
Oh,
you can.
That's good to hear.
You can hear him. And I just want to give him a shout out because he started the very first retail ice cream shop in the United States ever.
That's impressive.
Okay, there was no Baskin Robbins. There was no Howard Johnson.
No Friendlies.
There was no Friendlies. Yep. None of it in 1934. So...
Impressive.
All right. Fudgy the Whale, you know.
Cookie Puss.
Cookie Puss. And there was another one. I was, believe me, I was deep down the ice cream trail.
Did it make
today.
You hungry for ice cream?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet.
It kind of did.
You guys.
I love soft ice cream with every fiber.
I had
of my
a
being.
Fribble last week.
Delicious.
It was great.
I thought about a milkshake today.
I believe Dairy Queen's opening up on the 17th because it usually opens up on St.
Patrick's
Day.
And Sully's in Southeast.
Sully's is already open.
Oh, let's go there for soft serve.
Hot dogs and soft serve.
We could walk around the
let's just do it all.
Near the ocean and then have one.
Okay.
And then, so that counts.
The Sugar Bowl?
Yeah.
Walk the Sugar Bowl.
Listeners, just get ready. Yeah. Field trip. You can meet us all at Sully's in South Beaver. Hot dogs
Sullivan's
and ice creams.
Oh Castle
my
Island.
God, nothing better. Let's just go straight to Like It or Not. Okay. This is just a potpourri of a cornucopia of a mishmash.
Two great words. Oh, three great words next to each other.
All of them.
Wait, what was the last one?
Potpourri, mishmash. Cornucopia, and mishmash.
Oh, mishmash. Okay, bring it back.
All right, bring it back. We'll just try this one on. You know me. It's because we haven't talked about it. Like it or not, jet skis.
I've never been on one.
Wait, a jet ski? Yes, you have. We've been on them together in Bermuda.
Oh, in Bermuda.
Remember, I feel the need for speed. Yes.
Oh, yes,
we
right.
had a great time.
The only time, yeah.
They were fun. Yeah. They were very fun.
Wow, I really blocked that out.
Okay,
sorry.
So I'm going to...
You take it. I forgot.
I was going to say, I'll tell the story because Jennifer and I were there together. So we were at a sales meeting when we both worked together in the
90s.
It was October 1998 because it was a month after my wedding. I had just been to Bermuda for the first time in my life. And there I was 3 weeks later.
Listeners,
back again.
This is during the day when we had a thing called a T&E account.
Yeah.
Where there were travel and
expense account.
We had sales meetings, quote unquote.
What is this thing you speak of?
I know. It's of days of yore. Oh. And let me tell you, we had lavish sales meetings
in faraway
beautiful places with pink sand beaches and activities during the day, and maybe
don't forget to order room service when you need it.
Exactly.
Oh, and your
party in our room.
Your American Express corporate swipe, 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 swipe. It's free. Everything is free.
Yay! Oh, Damn, those were the days.
Oh.
I love the United States of America back then, in a way.
Hey, kids, this was before what they call the tech bubble burst.
Stupid.
We're 100, so settle in and listen to Grandma. Tell you a tale of yore.
I remember I planned that GD thing.
Yep.
It was over $100,000.
Oh my God.
Because we flew like 40 people.
In 1998.
Yeah, we flew like 40 people to Bermuda.
Oh my God.
Shacked them all up at the Princess Hotels.
Oh my God. And so that's the Beach Princess.
Yeah, the Royal Princess or the Bermuda
yeah,
Princess.
Southampton Princess, I remember.
Princess, yep.
Yep.
And for like, you know, 5 days, and it was ridiculous.
It was wonderful. Anyway, so back to jet skis.
Thanks again.
So one of the excursions that we were allowed to take, you could pick from, you know, because we would have picked that. It was golf. It was beach volleyball or jet skis. Jennifer and I are like, I have a great idea.
Volleyball.
Thank you.
I know.
People were. I remember. So Jennifer and I went to do jet skis. And of course, we shared a jet ski. And she was driving first. And I was behind her holding on to her. And so she's being kind of cautious because she's the oldest. And I am in her ear screaming, I feel the need for speed, Maverick.
Oh so, boy, Tom Cruise is all over this
he
podcast.
Really is.
Wow.
Tom Cruise. Tommy, can you hear me? But yeah, so anyway, so no, it was very fun. Now, granted, that was the first and last time I ever was
Same.
On one, but it was fun. It was very fun.
I feel like they're a little dangerous.
How?
I don't know.
Why? You're just in the open water. What happens worse?
I mean, I've heard
unless you hit like a rock and you really hurt yourself. But yeah. I think as long as you have a life jacket, I think you're fine.
It's you can be stupid and not. There's a tether that you keep to the jet ski so it doesn't go away from you. Yeah. And there's a way to hang on to the key so the key does not get lost. Oh. And the way the throttle is, the minute your hand goes off, it grinds to a halt. So it stops.
You can also get thrown from it too.
But you could bonk your conch. Like I've been thrown off them. Yes, I have.
And that sounds like you.
I didn't ask for it.
I was gonna say it sounds like a faulty driver. Jennifer and I were very careful.
It's a user operated injury.
Literally, the last time I was on one.
User error. Sorry,
user error.
I go to Hawaii every year.
Oh, right.
Lately.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Because friends.
Are
of
you
mine,
retired?
Because friends. I'm retired, and I hang with the right people. Yeah. And we went jet skiing off the coast of Hawaii, and. Three of us are on this jet ski because it's a huge jet ski. They use it to go surfing. It's a big jet ski. But anyway, my friend's husband was driving and then there were two of us behind him. And he said, oh, wait a minute. I think this is where the turtles are. And he whips this hard U-turn. We both go pinwheeling off the back. Flying off the back. It's fine. The water is 78 degrees. It's fine. And we have life jackets on. It's fine. And we're there. And it just made me laugh super hard. But they are, my feeling on them is, I've been on them several times, I guess. I guess I have. They're always fun. That I like driving anything. I'm a motorized person. I like to drive stuff. I feel guilty that I am burning gas out there in the middle of the ocean.
That's what you're
ocean.
Thinking of. That would never cross my mind.
I do. And I think there's probably an easy way to charge those things. Like there's an easy way to make those
Again,
electric.
Never
Boy, you
about
took
that.
A left turn here. I and I say left, meaning
now,
left.
And the other thing is the noise pollution thing. Like,
oh
if
my
you're,
God.
It's one thing. It's
Dude,
one thing.
You are a fun sponge. Happening.
She'd prefer
it's
a canoe.
Jet ski.
A canoe has no gas
and
no sound.
Imagine you're on a lake and you're placidly on a lake and you like to wake up in the morning and have your coffee and look out over the deck and someone's going, taking their jet ski.
True.
Like they can be annoying.
You
they
should date that guy in Vermont. I'm thinking
like,
more and
seriously.
More.
Seriously.
Yeah. Hideaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jennifer,
yeah.
How do you feel? What do you feel the need for?
Speed.
Boom. There you go.
I do. I that's what I mean. I love. I'm conflicted.
I understand.
I love them. They're totally fun. But I
maybe not on the lake. Maybe just in the big
get
ocean.
Get out in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like I took it out off Key West. You know, through you go through the mangroves.
There you go. That's good.
Sounds like
fabulous.
Lots of fun.
Bam,
actually,
I went Cabo, San Lucas. Bam, yeah.
Do you want to say?
Any place else?
Town in
also, the Riviera.
San Luis Obispo. She was telling me today, she's like, so when I lived in San Francisco, I was like, were you in San Luis Obispo?
Why is San Luis Obispo? Because
you used to
so
say,
exotic.
You
told
know, one story.
You say it a lot.
And it came
and
out.
You, the way it comes out, it just rolls off your tongue. I can't even say it right now.
San Luis Obispo.
You are so East Coast, you lunatics.
I know,
you are.
Totally
it's true.
Are.
I would never know that if I had not lived on the West Coast, I would not.
Wait, where'd you live again?
San Luis Obispo. So there you go.
I rest my case. Anyway, next one.
Somebody
go ahead,
Alan. Said Paso Robles. I said, it's Paso Robles. It's Paso Robles.
I thought you were talking about the dance.
Robles?
Paso Robles or
it's
whatever
Paso Robles.
That they used to do on Dancing
Paso
with
Doble.
The Stars. Yes, that's what
okay,
I was
I'm
referring
Doble,
yes.
Wait, it's Paso Robles?
Yes.
Oh, that
but
kind
I think
of a
it's I think it's probably Paso Robles, but here in the Estados Unidos, we say Paso Robles.
Okay, you should mumble if you're gonna say
about
if you're gonna speak in a different.
Hablo muchas lenguas. That's all I'm gonna tell you right now, listeners. I'm like the UN. Seriously,
she really
anything
really
you need. Dos Fadunya.
Okay,
moving on. Let's try this one. This is kind of an open-ended, like it or not. But I'm just curious to see where you two. I don't know. Tuned in people want to go. Like it or not, any Kardashian.
Oh, not for me.
You go first.
Yeah. To be fair, I think I've watched the show maybe four times in my life. I give them mad props for their business acumen and what they've done.
Sure.
I don't like that. I find that what they have done to our society as a whole is so bad. They are vapid and dumb and they have dumbed down our country and the fascination that is with them. I just don't really understand the way that they've changed their bodies and their faces and their whatever. And little girls now aspire to do the same thing bums me out. So yeah, I just also, I feel their show to be incredibly boring. And that comes from somebody who watches Real Housewives and has since the beginning. So it's hilarious that I would feel this way.
I was actually going to this. I'm trying to remember my two questions because I don't remember anything. Number one, if they were on Bravo, do you think you would like them better?
No,
no,
no.
Okay.
I don't think it has to do with the network. I think the Real Housewives are dum-dums and they get a little more savvy with each season that they're on, and mm-hmm. they become far more aware of the cameras. But I feel like the Kardashians went into it knowing that on day one. They knew the cameras were there. Theirs is very... like, I feel like they don't utter a word without making sure that their posture and their angles and their the choice of words and whatever is what they want to show.
It's fully rehearsed and prepared.
Yeah,
and
it's fully fake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are the very definition of plastic to me.
Yeah.
So, okay, so... I am going to say I don't watch them at all. I've watched one episode once. My friend Erica, shout out, when she worked for Red Book Magazine, they had an event and she texted me and said, actually, I think it was probably before texting. She said, if you watch tonight's episode, I'm at the coat check and I take Kim Kardashian's coat. So I watched it and there she was. Wow. And then I tuned right out. That being said, I tried to watch a couple of them. I'm like, I have no interest in it. I don't have any context. I don't know who's who, and I don't really care. However, Kim Kardashian, not a dummy.
No.
At all. True. Like, she is actually a and very smart and true. Shrewd
businesswoman. I started out by saying their business acumen,
I
agree with. Like, well, first of all, Chris, to begin with. Absolutely. Yes, she was the running she's the show. OG of it all.
100%.
But then Kim also.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if I'd ever sell my daughter's sex tape to get to kick it all off.
I didn't even know that was the I'm not that into it. I, as I said, like, I don't find it entertaining. And here's my other thing, like, Kim Kardashian voluntarily married Kanye West. Mm. I don't know what is happening there. I don't know what is going on. There seems to be like it just yeah, like I would love to be like, do you guys ever just like kind of kick back and be like, no cameras, just us? Do you guys all want to get real tonight? Like, I don't think that ever happens. I don't think they know how to do that anymore. They're a business. They're just a big business empire. Not my jam.
They were that on day one, though.
Yeah.
Well, and think of where it stemmed from. Robert Kardashian. Like, think of him. Right, like
the OJ trial.
Yeah.
But it also stemmed from her sex tape, too.
Yes.
Which is when they That's first when she first found fame and money behind it. Yes.
Yes.
Her mother sold her sex tape. Who was she having sex with?
Who was the basketball player? Ray J or something? Ray?
I don't know. A guy I did.
And it went viral. Know. And it was like people did.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, but not for me. But
Ellen, your thoughts?
I think I watched one episode way back when at some point. I'm exactly where you guys are, which is, you know what? Ladies, if you can parlay it into $1 billion, I guess go girl, you know, do what you want to do, but you're not helping culture. You're not helping women. You're not helping anybody better lives or the universe. Like, there's so many other things that you could do. I get it though. There's plenty of people out there who aren't doing things that are good for the world, but they're also boring. And I know what you mean. Like, I think, oh yeah, the Housewives, the Real Housewives. I don't watch those as much as you guys do. But when I do, they seem to have just a little more personality, a little more depth, a little more plot, a little more something. And they're not completely sold to the devil like the Kardashians are.
Vapid.
I mean, they just are. And my hope is like, when's this done? When do they wane?
I think they started something that it is a genie that cannot be put back into a
model. No, the model is not going to go away, but maybe they can decline.
I think they're the very beginning of influencer society.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're famous for, being famous for doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then endorsing products and having their own products and then having products be on those.
Now, that being said, hey, any product out there, if you want me to endorse you and to, you know, smile on Instagram or whatever, or put a picture of my dog up there
for money,
please call.
I could.
Okay.
So what would your daughters, you both have daughters, what would your daughters say about the Kardashians?
Georgia has no idea who they are. I shouldn't say that.
Annie knows who they are.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. I shouldn't say she has no idea.
Are they older for their group?
Yeah, they know Kylie, who's the younger one, who has the makeup line.
Is she the model?
Is she on the show?
She was at various points, apparently.
But she's the one.
I heard she's trying to take a step back too recently. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but she also
she's too highbrow.
Well, she also has done incredibly.
Her lip kit,
Her whole makeup line is crazy.
Yes.
But Did we talk about this last time? We heard a terrible statistic about TikTok and girls and what they're being fed, the algorithm. Yeah. We did last time, right?
No. You and I talked about this.
So someone, Alexander's work wife that she was talking about earlier, had put this...
Franzie, shout out.
Shout out to Franzie. In Slack the other day, that in China, little girls, because obviously TikTok's owned by...
By dance.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So... The algorithm for little girls in China, they're being served lots of content having to do with doctors and lawyers and scientists, yes, and astronauts and things. So little girls grow up wanting to be that. In the United States, the algorithm is very different. It's, mm-hmm, all influencers and beauty. And that's why children grow up wanting to be
little
influencer,
girls, yeah,
little girls when they want to, mm-hmm, grow up, when they grow up. So that's why I feel like the Kardashians have done a disservice to culture and to girls. And also, listen, if you're a grown ass woman and you want to change your face, your body, whatever, that's on you. It's your choice. I will never tell you not to. But when you are someone who holds the responsibility and you're younger and like under the age of 20 and you're having that much plastic surgery to change your face and your body,
terrifying,
and other little girls are watching that, that's when I feel like it's a bummer.
Yes. Yeah, you have a responsibility. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't care how old you are.
There are ramifications that come with this kind of...
So by the way, thumbs down, Kardashian.
Okay, I'm
not
glad.
A fan.
I knew it was going to be a rabbit hole and it was an icky one. Let's bring it right back to something important. Like it or not, pierced noses.
I mean, not for me, because I feel like my boogies would get in the way.
Ooh.
But I like when someone has like a cute little tasteful, tiny, like my friend Gemma has a little chip right there, mm-hmm, like right in the indent. Mm-hmm. Looks pretty sometimes. But again, for me, it's all about the inside of my nose and the boogies.
So do you know what the logistics are on the inside? Are they like an earring?
No, it's just a bent.
What's in there?
My friend Melanie has one. It just bends. Yeah, it just takes a right turn.
Oh, I see.
So it's a hook, so you can take it easy.
I feel like it would get clogged up with crap. I agree, but I would worry the whole time thinking about it.
So many people have them, and it doesn't happen. I'm with Jennifer. Like, I don't mind like the little... first of all, I don't care. Whatever you want to do, whatever floats your boat.
No, it's not about judgment. It's just like you like the look.
Yeah, for myself, no. I'm going to say no, but I don't care. No for me. However, the one I don't like is the septum ring, the one that makes you look like a bull, in the middle. However, I see Florence Pugh and something about her, dude, she's super sexy. I was just going to say the same thing.
I love her.
Me too. I am like, what do you have going on, Florence Pugh?
She's got everything about her. Kind of a thing. Like, she's
she's got so much more confidence. It's like sexier than Scarlett Johansson, but kind of in the
same. She's just a boss.
Yeah.
Also, she's awesome. Did you see her in the wrestling movie? What was that one? She's so good in that one too.
But yeah, no, I don't like that, but... I say I don't like it, but then I've seen it on gorgeous women, and I'm like, well, no, you can carry it off. So not for me, but if you like it, go for it.
Yeah. Hey. Ellen?
I'm lukewarm about it overall. I would never do it. It also is, which is the case with all piercings and all and certain kinds of tattoos for me. It's like you are drawing attention straight to that. Like, you do that, that's the first thing that someone's going to go to. They're going to go to the thing in your nose. So you know when you do that, when you wear that, that that's the thing that you want people to see about you. And that's okay. But for me, it's like that would never be. I don't want anybody to look at my nose. Like, my
do
nose.
Do not
is,
care for your nose.
Yeah. Well, I don't hate it.
I like your nose.
I think you have a nice
it's
nose.
It's acceptable. Thank you.
I do think you have to have a nice nose to pull it off.
I do too. I actually think,
good point.
Like earrings, we can all wear earrings and get away with them, but a nose thing, you gotta have a decent nose because people are gonna look at it.
Yeah.
So I think that's my thing. Okay. I'm not messing.
I mean, you
it.
Know, our mother has one, right? The septum one.
I didn't see that.
She had it done right after Mass on
talk
Sunday
about
last
a,
weekend
talk
during
about
Lent.
A curveball.
Yeah.
Wouldn't see that coming. Good Lord! It's time for a speed round. Okay, let's start with being annoyed, because I think everybody in this group knows how to be annoyed. Would you rather be awakened by a horn honking every hour or never sleep because of a constant horn honking? Every hour.
Every hour.
Or constantly going.
Because the first one is literal torture. That's like
the first one is every hour. Would you rather be every hour it goes off?
The second one is torture.
Or it's just on.
No. The first one is better. That's what I would rather.
Intermittent.
Yes.
Once an hour.
Yeah. You know what? Martha Stewart, she says she naps for 20 minutes and up she goes. She's fine. If I get 1 hour of sleep, look, I'm not going to get a full hour. I get it. Whatever. and it's going to suck. But I guess it just becomes your normal sleep pattern. It's like an alarm once an hour. It sucks, but whatever. But constant, you just wouldn't fall asleep. And I don't care. Any of you are like, oh, it's going to become white noise. No, it's not. A horn honking all the time is terrible.
I like all you people out there. No, it's not white noise. What do you think, Jen?
That's the correct answer. I'm sorry. You can't sleep through a horn.
Nope.
Like constant.
It's torture.
It's impossible. There's no way.
It's like when
there's
they put people
absolutely no way.
In a room and yes. they won't turn off the light to
exactly
make them crazy.
Yes. No, absolutely not. And you're right. I have my dream machine goes off every 8 minutes.
Your dream machine?
Yep.
Is that a Sony dream machine?
It sure is. From 1986, I believe.
I think 86 is probably late. I think it would be earlier.
It's a solid state electronics.
My husband hates it with the heat of 1,000 suns because it's a lot of things have fallen off of it and doesn't work completely right. So it's
I would murder you, by the way.
I know you would.
If I slept in the same room as you, that thing went off every 8 minutes.
He says
I'm with him.
What does he hate? It's white noisy? It's when the alarm goes.
Doesn't even do that because it's caught somewhere in between the music, and the music isn't on a station. So the music part is the underlying, which goes like this for the traffic. And then on top of that is the beep, 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 beep. And then I
kill you.
And then
I would murder you.
That happens every 8 minutes. He hates it so much.
But he's right. That's horrible.
I can't throw it away.
Hold on. Here I am talking about torture. That is torture. You are torturing your poor husband.
It's true. Well, it's a test of love is what it is.
It's
he's passing.
Oh.
Wait, you're going.
But you are not.
You're going to Italy next week, right? Do I have your house code? Because, hey, Lou, buddy,
no, don't you
this
dare.
One's for you.
Don't you dare. When that thing dies, I don't know what I will do.
You'll be fine, and you'll get a new thing, and it won't make your husband lose his marbles.
I just want to wait. Sorry, continue.
Okay. It is interesting that I also have a kind of aged audio device sitting on my bedside table. It's a Sony, and it was one of the first ones that was a iPod dock. So mm-hmm. you could stick your iPod in it, and so it's about the size of a briefcase, and
so it's compact.
But you can't put it. It hasn't connected to any iPod that anybody's ever had for 12 years or
so. Because they don't make them that big.
Because why not? And now the buttons, I have to just really kind of bang on them to get them to do what I want them to do.
I love that,
but it's got radio station buttons.
Well, at least yours actually come in.
I'm not giving them up. I listen to the radio.
Yeah. By the way. What? You guys know how inexpensive. First of all,
no, use your phone.
No,
the
I know.
Phone is an alarm clock.
No, I leave my phone downstairs. I don't like my phone
next
to my bed. Don't
want to have to pick it up and do it. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I leave it downstairs.
Nope. Not interested.
But you guys both have better alternatives
I
from
like
these
the
horrible
I
things you just
to
told
the radio.
Me about?
We like to wake up to the radio. I get the news, and then I know exactly how to lean my arm
I
out
get
just
static.
Right to go ping to ping to ping. It's
listeners,
not NPR. I'm going to sports.
Listeners,
I'm going to music.
I'm trying to drag these two into 2024.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been in my rocking chair for 72
seriously.
Years. I'm not giving up.
When I get rid of this thing, it's going straight to the Smithsonian.
You know what? I actually agree. Because I think yours
is
white. Legitimately.
It's a Sony dream
machine.
I
know.
Is,
yeah. I had one
last
and I got
standing.
Rid of it 37 years ago.
I would like to say, state for the record, that I looked on the Amazon shop, you know, that boutique Amazon.
Never heard of it.
Heard of it.
I was trying to find an adapter for the pod connector part of my Sony
oh my God.
Audio system.
Oh my God. You guys, this is making my teeth itch right now. Oh my God.
And they didn't have, they did. I got something,
so
but
weird.
It wasn't quite what I needed.
That's so strange.
It wasn't what I needed. Anyway, I think the question was, I no way I could sleep through a horn. I can barely sleep through horns in New York City.
That's
so yeah.
So crazy.
Intermittent, we'll take it. Let's go to the next one. This is just, I don't even know what this tells us about ourselves, but it will tell us something about ourselves. Would you rather have to paint a huge mural on a wall?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Michelangelo.
Oh,
we'll be seeing him soon.
Yes,
or a tiny portrait on a brooch.
Oh, the wall.
Duh. There's no question.
I can't
Jennifer
see
got.
Shit
Why?
Without my glasses
Me,
to begin with.
Yes.
I mean, so there's that. And also, I'm not good with I'm way better big picture versus tiny attention to detail to begin with. I need a big broad stroke with
yes.
a big...
Big canvas.
Big canvas upon with. Which to paint. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm not good at... I no, no. A brooch? Oh, my God. No, not in a million.
But we need brooches.
Well, it's, they are
the
so
world
in demand.
Needs more brooches.
When I'm wear, when
with
I'm
your
listening
dream machine.
To my dream machine, I should attach my brooch. Yeah. No, I'm going to go with the mural. Thank you very little.
There is absolutely only one answer to this. What kind of a psychopath is going to be like, give me a tiny brush and a tiny place to paint on this? Literally no one would ever. No, let me just change. Let me just change this. Anyone who would pick that has got
like
serious
me?
Mental and psychological
it is not
issues.
You. It, oh my God.
Although
I'm not answered yet.
Oh,
I am not.
I'm worried.
Can I just say, if someone was like, here are all your paints, here is a massive canvas, go. I'd be like, this is my best day ever. This is going to be so
fun.
I don't know what I'm going to paint. I'm just going to like splatter stuff and paint and it'll be so fun.
Now remember, you're going to be judged on your performance.
Oh no, I'm going to crush it, as are you.
Okay,
they're going to be gorgeous.
Okay.
Yeah. Tiny little brooch. No.
No.
They're going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's a no.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same people who like do ships and bottles. Like, I don't understand any of that.
Oh my God. All that precise stuff. Nope.
So let me ask this question. Do you wish you had that skill?
No.
No, not at all. Much better to be the big picture thinker than the person who's lost in minutia. I have found that true in life, if I'm being honest.
It's I'm thinking of my job right
me
now.
Too.
I
That's
can
exactly
only go at
I'm
the very top
of,
and the big
too.
Broad stuff.
I cannot do the fucking details at the bottom
Same.
Are mind-numbingly boring and exhausting.
And we're terrible at them.
We're
actually, I should say, you're very, you're better at, you can
more.
Do
it. Can fake it.
You can fake it better than I can. Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
But I'm way better as a big picture person than a little. Yeah.
Then hence you should paint the mural.
Ellen, I actually think you could do the brooch.
Do you want me to do the brooch?
No, I just
want
to know what you
I think
want.
If the three of us.
It's would you rather have to, right? If you have to do one of these, someone's like, you better do this or you're going to die somehow if you do not execute. I know I'll go with a mural. There's no question in my mind.
Okay.
Like, come on. There's no way. I do not have that skill set. I do. The minute I saw this question, I thought, this is like, it reminds me of, there are literally people who I think paint things on grains of rice.
Oh
like there's
the
crazy detailed,
why?
Tiny.
Thank
who
you,
knows
Jennifer.
Why?
Thank
who
you.
Who knows why? Who knows why?
For what?
But what does it take? It's like being a watchmaker, you know what I mean? Or a watch repair
also
guy.
No.
Like those are, you have to be so
unless it's a,
precise.
Unless it's a dream machine.
I was going to say, and by the way, guess what, gang? You know where there's also a watch?
Yeah.
On your phone.
So anyway, no, I'm with you 100%.
Okay,
I was just trying to decide, do I admire people who have that skill? I have to, because certain things have to be made that way. So I admire
you. But that
you.
Wasn't the question.
All
the
you,
question was, what would you have?
All you Rolex watchmakers who have to do it so fine.
I don't admire them.
You.
I mean,
come
like,
on now.
Have
Give
at
them
it.
Some props.
No, I mean, sure, good for
but
them.
You don't
but
have to be them.
No.
You don't have to be them. I get it.
And by the way, you're welcome, Rolex, because you don't want me.
That's true. Don't get near them. All right, try this. As women, interesting question. Would you rather have to translate everything your partner says to everybody else, or have your partner have to translate everything you say to everybody else?
I don't think it's
so
easy.
You
what
would
you
have
say?
To translate your partner's like, well, what my husband is trying to say is,
I already do that.
Or have your partner say, what Alex is trying to say is, turn off your phone, Alex, for God's sake.
No. The answer is,
yes.
I would rather translate my partner's whatever he's saying because, A,
yes.
I talk four times the amount that he talks. So right there,
you do
it's
have
a volume
you have
issue.
A quieter husband.
It's a volume issue. I don't think he could keep up, frankly. I'm just saying from him, it would be difficult for him to the sheer volume of it all.
Yes.
But also, I feel like I can surmise what people are getting at sometimes. It's one of the few things I think I can do pretty well. Like, I think I can cut to the chase and what
you
they're trying
could be
to say.
The, what I think she's trying
yes,
to say.
Yes, exactly. I'm pretty good at the cut to the chase. This is what I think that they're trying to get at.
Yep,
yeah,
I think
so that's
true.
That's what I'd go with.
Okay, so thinking about this, I guess I'd rather translate for Andy. I assume
And you can't think about the other person being annoyed by you doing this. You just have to decide what you think is
So when you say translate, can he not speak the language?
No, it would just be situation where you're chatting with people and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no, no. What he's trying to say is it's not about foreign language. It's about they're always.
No, these are both terrible things.
They're always clarifying for you.
So basically.
Or you're always clarifying.
So basically, either he's going to hate me or I'm going to hate him.
Kind of. Yeah, there's it's not a great world where this is happening all the time.
I'm going to say that I would rather have him translate for me. The only reason is because I think I'm better at anger than he is. And if I had to do it for him, he would murder me.
It's going to make someone angry.
Yeah. He would murder me. He would be so angry and we would be divorced within minutes. I would have to know.
You would put your arm across him saying what he's trying to say.
Yes, and exactly. And if he did it for me.
You just said you wanted him to translate for you.
Right.
She would let him.
I would let him because if I did it for him.
Okay, got it.
Someone would die.
Now, granted, I'm going to want to murder him, but I think that I'm better at suppressing my I'm going to kill you feelings.
I disagree with you. And I don't think it has to do with anger. I just think that
it's all I can think of is anger.
But all I can think of is that you want to be heard. You like to talk. I don't think you would be okay with someone speaking for you on behalf of you ever.
No, I'm going to want to murder him is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I am better at suppressing that than he is. I think he might actually murder
me. I'm just saying that I don't know if you could.
No, they're both terrible. This is probably one.
It's a
no
win.
This is,
of course,
this is horrible.
Nobody wants to be with
anybody. I will say also, if I may Alex it, I think I might, after he translates for me, I would be like, oh, you know, and then I'd give him a little backhanded. Well, I wouldn't say what I meant to say. I wouldn't say what I meant to say, but I would dig him. I would give him a dig. To be like, we're on the same level.
Uh-huh.
I have to do this because Ellen said one of us has to translate for the other. Mm. That's what I'm saying.
Nice. Mm. Nice try. Not going to happen. No. I know for me, I refer to this as mansplaining. Mm. And as a woman, I've lived through more mansplaining. Mm. Literally, I can picture the moments in my business career, and I will not name names, but some of you listeners out there would know of whom I speak, where you watch someone, a man, say what you just said and take credit for what you just said. And I almost, the cranium almost flew out of my scalp, like impossible. So there's no way I am going to let someone speak for me. And I get the point of who's going to be more angry. I get that on your part, Alex. I also get on your part, Jen, who's better at doing this. And I'm very good at doing it, at summarizing. So I will take the chance of summarizing for somebody else because they do it for me. They will not do it to my specifications. They will not do it as well as I can do it. I just know that. And having lived...
You're articulate, too.
And I'm very articulate. And nobody should do this to anybody.
No.
It doesn't even matter how articulate you are. Like, everybody should have their moment to speak. And then if they are really shitty and not articulate, then you correct them.
Or we talk really about them behind their back.
Or on our podcast.
Yes, you do. Right. It's an awful question. Awful question. Glad you guys lived it. Okay. Shall we move on? I think we shall. Important one to wrap up with. Just think before you answer, okay?
Oh, dear.
Would you rather have to wear your pants backwards?
Mm-hmm.
Chris or your shoes on the wrong feet?
Oh.
Think it over. Don't
I have an answer.
Go. I don't know.
Wow. She came to this pretty quickly.
Well, when I was 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Mm.
Our doctor.
She wore her pants backwards.
No, other way.
I know.
Yeah. Our pediatrician told my mother that my feet were turning inward or something like that. So I had to wear my shoes on the wrong feet for 2 years. Yeah. They claimed it was because I sat at the little circle at kindergarten with my feet like splayed out, like my knees touching and my
feet
splayed out the other way.
What do you think about this whole
experience? 1970s pediatrician.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we don't know this. Oh, I think it made no sense whatsoever. But I'm just saying, it wasn't that big of a deal. No, wasn't that big of a deal. Look at most of your shoes these days, with the exception of like a high heel or whatever. Most of the sneakers I wear,
I'm just thinking of a little kid.
Interchangeable. I would much rather do that than wear my pants backwards. I'm going to have a big, fat, sagging ass spot in my frum, which is not going to be pretty.
In your frum?
Yes, my front bum. And it's not going to be pretty. And then I'm going to have like, it's going to be ill-fitting.
I'm stopping you there. Listeners, I just want to put this out into the atmosphere. I have never heard from
before. Oh, that's a first.
No, it's a first for me.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. But then the back part will be ill-fitting because it won't cover correctly my bum. Mm-hmm. No, all of that's just going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable when I walk. It's going to be certainly uncomfortable when I sit down. Mm-hmm. But my shoes, I guarantee you, half the people, just like in Shawshank, when he walked out of the bank.
Good point.
And
it's always Shawshank.
It's always, I mean, people don't even notice people's shoes half the time. That is the bottom line, right? It's what it is. Nobody notices. And right. It's not going to hurt
pleading.
My feet that much.
She's pleading with us.
All right, you guys. As Jennifer was talking, I'm wearing slippers right now, and I literally put them on the other foot, on the other foot to see how they feel. They don't feel great.
Wait, why?
However,
you just did it right now.
I just did it while she was
talking. Part of the
question. Yeah, I just want to see how it feels.
Oh.
And so I got to tell you, they don't feel awesome. However, if any of you, like the other day, I was getting ready to go to the gym, and I basically get ready in the dark because it's very early in the morning. And so I was putting on my leggings and I put them on backwards.
Oh,
and I didn't.
And you know.
No, I mean, I was like, they
she
don't feel right.
She doesn't have a from. That's why.
I was, listen, it's my turn to talk, Jennifer. I was literally like, this is like, I was like, they don't feel right. Like they did not feel right. They were bad. They were awful.
Bad, bad.
And I figured it out. But I will tell you, the feet thing, it's weird. It's very weird.
That's not
and
great.
These are just, well, they're two very bad options, but
there's no winning.
I guess I'm going to go with the pants because you know what I'll do is get big pants. Mic drop.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex once again trying to Alex the question and failing on this one.
No, successfully.
I don't think large pants still backwards are going to feel right. They're
Wait
just not. They're going to feel more not
Wait
right.
Why do you sit down?
You guys, they're all. Oh, I'm telling you, I just put my slippers on backwards and they were terrible. They weren't great.
Go in the bathroom and switch your pants around.
Yeah, flip them around.
No, I'm not going to play that again. This is.
But you just started it. You just don't want to finish it.
Well, I'm not going to take my pants off, Jennifer.
Well, you just did it with your shoes.
Under the table. Shoot. Slippers are thing.
Well, wait. Go ahead.
Listeners.
Listeners.
I'm the one
who's uncomfortable here right now.
No.
It's a battle.
As am I, Aaron.
It's a battle.
Aaron.
Wow.
What is with me? What is happening? What? I can't
welcome
even
to drinking
think about
on the
this.
Sidebar again.
Oh, my God,
just
you
seems
guys.
Like you should, and we do, and there we are.
Aaron, where are you?
I'm here.
Aaron, I would
here.
Love to hear what
Papa,
you have to say
Papa, can
next.
You hear me?
Papa, I am here. Me.
Wow. Well, I'm... What's great about how we do this is that you guys always say interesting and smart things that help me come to my decision. That's why I go last, because you guys give me two sides of the coin and all sorts of things that can help me decide. We talked about the from mm-hmm. Jen and how uncomfortable a from is, but you could tolerate it. Or not tolerate it. No,
she can't tolerate it.
No, that's why I'm switching my shoes.
She's with the shoes.
See? This is what happens when
we
drink.
You guys, we are exhausted.
Who's in favor of what?
It's a Saturday. We are so tired.
Here's what I'm going to say. I have at times put on my pants the wrong way. I put on sweaters the wrong way, and I don't like it one little itty bit. Like, I'm the princess and the pea. We talked about this. Like, I do... So the pants being on backwards is I'd be walking backwards. I don't even know if I could do it. Shoes, it's ridiculous. You can't go anywhere. They feel so alien, like if they're on the wrong feet. So I've got to do the pants. I have to do the pants because I couldn't even leave the room. So none of this is good. Okay, listeners. We're wrapping up here, but I want to say that Jen gave me a look of not 100% disdain, but moderate. Oh,
Jennifer
surely.
Doesn't like when people don't agree with her.
No,
today
she can accept
today.
It.
She's not okay
accept
with it.
It. She's accepting this one. It's one of those. I am so sure I'm right that I'm just going to let you live in the bubble that you choose.
Sure. I mean, it's your own funeral.
I don't know why.
It's your own funeral.
Enjoy your
Have
from.
Fun. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
I know.
I just,
hey, Aaron, you don't even know what a frum is.
Oh, my God. Listeners, I think we ran long. We might have run short. We could run sideways. Who knows by the time you get this? But we do want to say, love you. It's so great to hear from you. We have just checked our stats, and you're still out there, which I think is awesome.
We haven't checked anything.
Yeah, I did. I don't tell you anything.
Oh, okay.
I don't tell you anything. There's a legion out there.
Oh. That's see, I didn't definition. Know that. Okay, yes. That does make sense.
When advertisers come to us and say, how many people do you reach?
We
say
legion.
A legion of listeners. Yes, we do.
What number is that? I can't believe you don't know. That's so embarrassing.
It's sky high. That's the measure that we use. It's sky high.
I literally can't even count the numbers.
Every single one of you, thank you for adding to the sky high legion of the population that we have right here right now, and keep coming back because we refuse to stop.
Yeah, because we'll still be here in my dining room that I got invited to by Ellen.
A little bit drunk, but that's
everybody. Say bye to Aaron.
Yeah, let's say bye to me.
Bye, okay, Aaron.
Bye, Aaron.